Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about an unintentional danger. Reading to you today from Numbers chapter 15, verses 27 and 28, where we read this. And if a person sins unintentionally, then he shall bring a female goat in its first year as a sin offering. So the priest shall make atonement for the person who sins unintentionally when he sins unintentionally before the Lord to make atonement for him, and it shall be forgiven him. It's an old saying, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. But it's a saying often ignored in modern thinking. Today, we tend to excuse all sorts of things if there might be a good intention behind such evil or sinful actions. But the Bible speaks of sins that are unintentionally committed. Many today live as though if it is unintentional, it can't be sin. But many of the worst sins are committed with good intentions. Intentions don't matter when the result is sin. And we can sin in terrible and stupid ways, even when we don't intend to. Especially in the 20th century, those dedicated to honorable causes have committed all sorts of terrible atrocities. Communism sought to establish a fair economy, and it became the instrument of the genocide of tens of millions of people. Nazism intended to rebuild war-torn Germany and lift national pride, and it ended in the deaths of millions. Just because we have good intentions doesn't mean that we haven't sinned, and perhaps sinned terribly. In the church, there is many a gossip, many a talebearer, many a divisive person who will claim to have good intentions. The same applies to numberless other sins that we are often ready to ignore or think lightly of, all based on the idea, well, after all, they meant well. It isn't that intentional or presumptuous sin isn't also bad. God deals with that in Numbers chapter 15, verses 30 and 31. Literally, presumptuous sin means to sin with a high hand. It speaks of a flagrant rebellion against God, against the law of Moses, and against the nation as a whole. That kind of sin was not to be tolerated in Israel, and God told them how to deal with that kind of sin. But just because intentional sin is worse doesn't mean that unintentional sin is nothing. Unintentional sins required blood atonement. A bull had to be sacrificed when the nation as a whole was guilty of unintentional sin. And a female goat had to be sacrificed when an individual was guilty of unintentional sins. There was no exception. Sin is sin, and it must be accounted as such, even if the motive seemed to be good. This is all the more serious when we realize that sin, intentional or unintentional, hinders our fellowship with God. Is there unintentional sin in your life that you excuse because you mean well? Even if you do mean well, it hinders your fellowship with God. Today, deal with it the way that Moses told you to right here in the book of Numbers. Confess your sin, cover it with the atoning blood, and we mean the atoning blood of Jesus on the cross, and do whatever you must do to stay close to Jesus and to stay away from your sin, intentional or unintentional.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.